Welcome to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. And here we are for the first show of the new year.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year indeed.
We are back for a whole nother year.
Yes, that's right. And how was your break, Anne?
Yes, it was really good. It's a bit hot. Too many fires.
Yes.
But we weren't affected by the fires because we stayed in Sydney. But we did keep watch of them and everything, but we had a lovely Christmas with yes. family, and you know, popped into Sydney. We went to Shoal Bay, and so it was lovely. Just getting away for a few days was good.
Yeah. And how did you find the 47 degree heat on Saturday?
Gosh, we spent the whole day inside. It was so hot.
We did.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, our air conditioning decided it was too hot.
Did it? It died on you? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, once it got over, you know, about 44 degrees, it didn't like it. And it was out for most of the day until the evening.
We were so lucky that it didn't. I think we actually popped out on Saturday morning to get some groceries, but it wasn't too bad then. But thank goodness our aircon didn't die.
Yes, it was incredibly
hot. It's like touch wood, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the hottest it's been, hasn't it? And hopefully we won't break that record for a while.
I think we can only hope, but yeah. I don't think that's not going to not happen.
Yeah. Well, we need to get this show on the road.
We do. Let's start off the year.
Let's do it. Here they are. It's ABBA.
Yeah.
listening to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Dancing Queen with ABBA. And before we go any further, we just need to say a huge thank you to Rage. Rage on the radio. Great
Hi,
show.
Rage on the radio.
Love your music. And what have we got today, Anne? What's coming up?
Well, I know there's Night Owls Free Outdoor Film Festival at Darling. I assume that means Darling Harbour. At Darling? Yeah, Harbour Street, Sydney. That's a free thing, which is happening Thursday from 6 till 9 o'clock at night. Called Night Owls Free Outdoor Film Festival.
Oh, it's not going to be all right weather-wise on
Thursday.
Yeah,
in fact, it's Friday as well. I'm just checking. Yeah, it's Friday and Thursday. And it's free.
And what showing does it say?
I'm just clicking on it to have a look. Just says, just free family fun under the stars continues this January with the return of the Darling Quarter Night Owls Kids Film Festival for its ninth season. Escape to a world of imagination and delight this summer with a dazzling program of blockbuster movies for families, short films made especially for kids, plus after-hour screening for the adults on selected evenings. It's all free, so you can come back as often as you like. There are over 24 movies to choose from, including Over the Hedge, Aladdin, the new Aladdin, Toy Story 4, Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, Mary Poppins Returns, A Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody, Avengers, and Endgame, and more. There's also nightly live entertainment to keep the kids engaged while the adults kick back and take in the ambience of Sydney City at dusk. Grab a bit to eat from one of the precinct's renowned eateries with options, and it's just about everything. Oh, ice cream as well. Gelato. Mark the date on your calendar. So it's Thursday the 9th till Saturday the 25th of January.
Oh, so it goes on for a few weeks.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's not what I read first of all, so sorry, peoples. Where is that? The Village Green, Darling Quarter. And it's free.
Very good.
And starts about 6 o'clock at night.
And now it's a lot easier for us to hop into the city. Yeah.
I know, because we went into the city on Sunday to go see Shrek.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was really good. You got to, if you want to go see it, you've got to go see Shrek. And we went from here to, we were meeting friends. So we went from here to Epping, or Cherrybrook to Epping, Epping to Central, and then went on to the little light rail trainy thing that's there, right to Lyric Theatre.
Very good. Easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to get home again was just, it's the easiest step I've ever done, and I've never done that before.
Yeah, good. Very doable. Mm. Would something a little bit more locally for the kids? Every Wednesday through the school holidays at Castle Towers at the Hub, there will be activities for kids. So there'll be blocks and colouring and puzzles and toys. But each week, starting from tomorrow, has got a theme. So tomorrow, it's making calendars, 2020 calendars. Next week, they'll be making rock pets, and the week after, Australian flags, because it will be running into Australia Day. And then the final Wednesday of January, 29th of January, will be Chinese New Year, so craft and activities.
Maybe are they going to be doing some origami?
I guess so, yes. Mm. So that's on between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's free every day at the Castle Towers Community Hub, which is at the old Castle Hill Road entrance. Just bear in mind, it's not a childminding service. Carers need to stay, but you can stay there and have a cup of tea and a chat while the kids keep themselves busy.
That's so good. You know, like those little rocks, because people place them around places, and then you either pick them up and post them, or you hide them again for somebody else to find.
Oh, so it's like geocaching, but with
rocks. That sort of thing with rocks. And they, I know a friend found one, whatever she was doing, her hike, and I think it said "Love, Jason." You know, so a kid had made it and put that, and she put it back. Actually, she hid it again, took a photo, because you got to take a photo and post it, and then put it back or keep it, whatever you want to do with it and things. I think that's a lovely little gesture, isn't it?
Oh, well, there you go. You can go and make your little
rocks. And put them around Cherrybrook, Castle Hill area, Parramatta, wherever you live.
Excellent.
Yeah. I found this as a day trip to Clifton Gardens. Have you ever been there?
Clifton Gardens, that yeah. sounds familiar. Whereabouts
it's a little
that?
Spot on the North Shore. It's perfect for families. It makes a lovely day trip from the hills, and if there's no traffic, it only takes about half an hour to 40 minutes. And you can go for picnics there.
Oh.
I don't know. I've never know where it is. Clifton Gardens. I'll have to Google it. But it looks quite nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds quite nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't look
yeah.
nice because I don't know. It's in the suburb of Mosman. Yeah, it's in Mosman.
Very nice.
Have you been? Do you know?
Ah, it's not near Taronga Zoo, is it?
Well, Mosman is, isn't it?
Yes.
So maybe it is. It doesn't say it's near where it is. It says Clifton Gardens features an affluent residential area and is home to several beaches and wharfs on Sydney Harbour. And you can see things like yellowtail kingfish, bonny toe, and Australian salmon. Those are caught. Well, I suppose you don't really see them, do you?
Probably not. Might be a bit difficult.
Well, let us know if you see any. If you catch some, that's a bit different, but I don't think you'll be able to have a look.
And then there are some activities for adults locally in the hills if you're looking for something to keep you busy. On Fridays through January at Learning in the Hills, which is on Balcombe Heights Estate, where Alive 90.5 is, you can go and do yoga from 10 till 11 each morning. So that's the 10th, 17th, 21st, sorry, 24th and 31st of January. $35 for 4 weeks worth of yoga.
That's not bad, is it?
Not bad, yeah. And also at Learning in the Hills on Fridays from 12:15 to 2:15, so the 10th of January, 17th, 21st, sorry, said it again, 24th and 31st, you can go along and do holiday social art and craft. So bring your own art project or craft project and go along, meet friends. It's not tutored, but you can just go along and
meet new people.
Say hi, you know, if you're a bit stuck on something, take your craft project along with you. There's possibly going to be someone that knows just the answer.
Yeah, that's right, because you know what it is, you don't know how to cast off or cast on, or somebody always knows.
There's a new stitch that you haven't done before.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Right, yeah. Looks good.
So that's just very, you know, very relaxed, very casual, just $7 a class. So
go
as often as you like.
Mm.
So there's plenty to do. It's a good time, isn't it?
This time of year.
Out and about.
And there's so many shows on. Like, we've been to so many shows, which have been really good, you know. But, well, we'll have to find out what's on at the Hills Women's Shed, because they started back again today.
They start next week,
the 17th.
14th, I think, is their first.
Why have I got the 17th? I don't know. But yeah, sorry, I thought it was this week, but it's next week. So that's, they have their open, come in for a chat and a cup of tea and biscuits. They'll probably have, because they're starting off again, they might have really good biscuits and cakes, because I know they've had muffins and Tim Tams and things like that.
Maybe it's best to go early in the year while the budget's good.
Yeah, while the budget's good, or people feel like baking. So that's from 12 till 3. Go along and pop into the Hills Women's Shed. Just have a look at their, they've got an email now, they've got a website, and they've got Facebook, and they do lots of different things, book clubs, sewing, gardening, and catch-ups.
And in the next few weeks, we'll have someone from the Women's Shed here to tell us
what's happening,
what's coming up. Mm. Lots and lots of things will be coming up.
Yep.
So, yes. All right, I think we better have another song.
What have we got?
Well, we've got an Elvis Presley song, because I think it's tomorrow. It's the start of the annual Elvis Presley, the Elvis Festival in Parks.
Oh, the one that you went to a couple of years back.
Yeah, I don't think the train's going down until probably Thursday, but I have a feeling that the actual festival itself starts tomorrow. So,
all right, well, better get some Elvis Presley on then.
Bit of Elvis, bit of Burning Love. Here we go, we'll be back shortly.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Elvis Presley, Burning Love. Burning. And you may have caught a little bit of Anne joining in at the end there.
I know, I did sort of go, oop, in my mind, because I don't mind that song, actually. That's quite a good one, because it's definitely a catchy one. Yeah. Some of them are a bit, I'm not a huge Elvis fan, so some of them are a bit way for me, but that one's a catchy one.
Very good.
So I found this, Julie. I'm not going to use it for unconventional news because I've got movie bloopers for unconventional news. But this came up, I think, on Facebook. But Woman's Little Christmas. In Ireland, which this I found it yesterday, January the 6th is also known as Woman's Little Christmas. The holiday acknowledges women's hard work during the Christmas season and gives them a day off. So that's why I thought it was so important that I tell us it. Women's Little Christmas originated decades ago when Irish families were large and men weren't expected to help with housework. On the feast of Epiphany, men would stay home to take over the household and child caring chores, giving their weary wives a day's break. The women would often get together at a local pub, forget their responsibilities and have fun. Or the family would serve a dinner with the woman's favourite food. As times have changed, Women's Little Christmas became less popular, although it is still celebrated in some areas of Ireland, such as County Cork.
There you go.
Yeah, you see.
I think we perhaps need to have a pick and mix campaign to bring it back.
I think so. We could do that, couldn't we? Let's campaign and get 1,000 likes. And I think the difference is that we do go for lunches. And, you know, I think times have changed that you don't have to have a celebration to go out for lunch with your girlfriends or, you know, friends, you know, whatever it is that you do. And I think that's what's so good about it nowadays. You know, you go out, don't you?
Yes, you know. Well, times certainly have changed, haven't they?
I think the differences as well is our husbands or our wives or our partners, whoever our partners are, celebrate as a partner. We're not, you're the wife and you do everything, and you're the husband and you do everything, and I can't go out and whatever. I think it's a partnership. They're not his children or my children, they're our children, you know. So if I want to go out or he wants to go out, we just go out, you know, as long as one's left behind to look after. And I think things are changing, that that's how it is, isn't it? Whereas in those days, no.
Yes, it would have been very different.
Yeah, because the husbands didn't cook. I think it was very rare that any of my friends' dads cooked. You know, my dad used to cook, and it was baked beans on toast, you know, and he'd add a bit of milk, and that was his cooking. But yeah, things are changing, aren't they? It's good.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Well, I've got a community announcement, and it's one that's very much dear to our hearts here at Alive 90.5. There's a bit of a fundraiser taking place. Alive 90.5, together with the Bengali presenter of Jan Bashko Back Show program, are taking the initiative of providing relief to all affected bushfires, and our aim is to collect 8,000 bottles of water by Saturday the 18th of January. You're probably aware resources are scarce and demands are increasing. Evacuation centres are housing thousands of people due to loss of homes and the environmental threat. So now's the time to step up and stand by our disaster-stricken fellow Australians. Whatever money we raise, we'll be buying as many bottled water as we can, and it will be handed to the Salvation Army, who will transport it and deliver it into the evacuation centres. Water is the item because it's in high demand right now. So there's two ways that you can help. You can either directly contribute by dropping off bottled water to the station studios at Balcombe Heights Estate, and our address is Building 9, 92 Seven Hills Road, Balcombe Hills, opposite the dog park.
Just give us a knock on the door.
Yeah, and come and you know, say hello.
Yeah, ring the bell, and if we're on live, then just give us a minute to put some music on and we'll come out and say hello.
Or if that's not convenient for you, you can deposit money into an account that's been specifically set up for this purpose. And the account, the BSB, is 302162. And the account number is 1084872. Our core values include due diligence, transparency, and serving the community. And when we finish the fundraising campaign, the details will be published on our page. More information on our website and on our Facebook page. So there you go. If that's something you'd like to do.
Now we want to collect, 3,000 bottles?
8,000.
Was it 8,000? Well, since yesterday morning, we've got 528.
Wow.
And how much money did Rage say we'd collected?
There were several hundred dollars.
Yes. So, you know, for one day, that's not bad. So if everybody can help out a little bit, that would be fantastic.
That's exactly right. So there you go. We'll lay down the challenge and see how we
keep going. We've got till next Saturday. So not this Saturday coming, the following Saturday.
That's right.
So we'll be on again next Tuesday. So if you want to drop off between 2 and 4, come and ring the bell and you can say hello on the radio.
You can too, yes.
We'll let you.
That's right. You get a guest slot.
Yeah, guest slot.
All right, let's do another song. We have got the Travelling Wilburys, End of the Line.
All the way from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Well, it's all phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all. to say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right. As long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is judgment day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the
purple haze.
Well, it's all right. Even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right. If you got someone to love. Well, it's all right.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line.
It don't matter if you're by my side.
The end of the line.
I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right. Even if you're old and gray, well, it's all right. You still got something to say.
Hi, Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
excellent.
Awesome.
We
love it when a plan comes together.
Thank you so much for your patience. We've got Dr. Michelle Byrne with us on the line at the moment for our regular first of the month catch-ups. How are you, Michelle? Did you have a lovely Christmas and New Year?
I'm great. Yeah, I had a great break. It was a lovely Christmas with the family.
Good, good. And I guess your girls were very excited by it all, weren't they?
They were very, very excited. The twins were very excited, like you wouldn't believe.
Sure.
They are 4-year-olds, so Christmas is very exciting.
Oh, yeah, especially with Santa. Santa's the best.
And you're back at work already, are you? Not much
indeed.
Of a break for you.
Oh, there's a lot going on. It's another big year for the Hills.
Yes.
It was huge. This year will be even bigger.
Yes.
So, yes, I am back at work doing bits and pieces around the place.
So what's coming up on the cards in the next, few weeks and couple of months?
Australia Day.
That's the big one, isn't it?
It is, up at Bella Vista Farm. So it'll be a great day again, as always. We've got an awesome lineup of entertainment. We've got the Black Sorrows, Simply Bush, Diana Rivers from The Voice, and we've got the Wiggles too.
Excellent.
So I'm very excited about the Wiggles.
The young Wiggles or the old Wiggles?
The new Wiggles.
Oh, the new Wiggles.
Yes.
Because, of course, we've got the old Wiggles coming back, appearing at the Castle Hill RSL to raise funds for the bushfires.
Yeah, we do, which is awesome.
And sold out very quickly.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
So there's Wiggles fans all over the place. Wiggles fans, young and old.
Absolutely. It's very generous of them to do that.
Is very much so. Yeah. So with the Australia Day event, I know Australia Day, I think, is on the Sunday, isn't it? And the Monday is gazetted as the public holiday. So
correct.
Which day is the day of the event, the Sunday or the Monday?
Australia Day, so 26th.
Right, on the Sunday. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there'll be rides and food and all those sorts of things as well.
Very good. So where can people buy tickets for that event?
It's a free event.
Oh, perfect. Even better.
It's put on by council. It's completely free. So it's from 4 to 9pm.
So it's just a question of rocking up, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got free buses going from Metro, the Bella Vista train station as well. So you don't have to drive there if you don't want to.
Perfect.
You can catch the Metro to Bella Vista and there'll be a free bus waiting for you.
Well, that's brilliant. That's really good. Yeah. Oh, I think you'll be inundated with people there then.
I hope so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what else is happening apart from Australia Day?
At the moment, we've got our Summer Reading Club as well, which is for kids, which is fantastic. So it's a free program, and we obviously try to encourage as many kids as possible to read books over the summer, and there's an award program, so the more books you read, the better the prizes that you get. So that's exciting as well.
And, of course, this is the perfect time of year for kids to get their books out. There's no competing homework to worry about.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Very good. So what do kids need to do to get involved in that program?
All you need to do is go to the library and register to participate. That's all you need to do, and then you start reading. You're given a booklet, and the more books you read, you obviously get points in your book, and then when you've read so many, you get an award.
Very good.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, I'm
sure. All you need to do is just go to library services and register. It's that easy.
And is it children of all school ages, or is
five
there...
5 to 14 years old.
Right, okay. Excellent. Sounds like a great program. Mm. And for the older members of the community, I have to say the libraries do some fantastic events. I've been to several really good author talks at Castle Hill Library. So the libraries cater for, you know, all age groups. Yes.
Oh, they really do. And at the moment, we're going through the process of coming up with a library strategy, because libraries are actually becoming more and more popular and becoming more and more in demand, which you would think it would go the other way.
Yes.
You think with e-books and everything's online now, you think that the popularity of libraries would go the opposite direction. But we're finding the opposite. And with a growing population, we're finding that our current libraries that we have are already at capacity. So we're looking at what we do in the future going forward. We probably will have to build a new library somewhere. But we're also looking at innovative ways, such as, you know, vending machines for books on the metro train stations, for example. So you could be catching a train to work, you go out to the vending machine and say, oh, there's a book, looks interesting, I'll borrow that book. You can even return it at the vending machines. So we're looking at things like that as well. You know, shop fronts in shopping centres as well. And we're looking at what is the future of libraries and what they actually look like going into the future. So it's an exciting time for us.
It absolutely is. Yeah, it sounds like libraries have found a way of keeping themselves relevant.
They have. And when you look at, you know, our libraries like Castle Hill, when you go in there in the afternoon, it's full of kids.
Mm.
But there are also places where people are meeting. Community groups are meeting, people are networking. Castle Library, of course, has the cafe in there as well. So the way that people use libraries is probably changing a little bit. It's not necessarily about all the books. It's about that community focus as well, but it's still important. And there are still people like myself. I'm probably an old dinosaur, but I don't read e-books because I actually prefer to walk down the aisles of a library and find a book that I would like to read and pull it off the shelf. I like having a physical book in my hands as opposed to having it on a screen.
See, I do both, but my thing is that I love to have the smell of a book.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, you know, I can listen to books and I can read a book on my phone, but I do love a good book to hold, and you hear when you open the page, and you know, it's just I think that's the thing. People, there's so much that we spend time on the computer and our phones and things like that, that it is still a way to relax and get away from it all.
It really is.
I think that's why they've come back a lot.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're that community meetings point as well, that meets a lot of people turning up and
networking and ringing doors. Yeah, because you go for coffee and then you're there, you might as well go and have a look for a book.
Absolutely.
Things are changing again.
Yeah, that's great to hear that libraries are not only sort of retaining their popularity but actually growing as well.
They are. Good to absolutely. Hear.
And Michelle.
A huge percentage of our residents are actually members of our libraries. 60-70%. So it's huge.
It is. Yeah. Well, we're members.
Yeah. And is that similar across all areas, or is there something particular about the hills, Michelle?
I think it's similar across all areas. I think wherever there's growth, and obviously the hills is experiencing a lot of growth as well.
Yeah.
There's that real demand for the libraries, and it's going to increase, particularly as our population increases.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've got 177,000 residents today. By 2036, so it's going to be up around 190 at least, 290 at least.
Yeah.
So it's a huge amount of growth.
Yes. Yes.
We need more libraries, which is great because I spend a lot of time in libraries, so I love them.
And that's good that as the as the populations grow and the infrastructure is growing, hopefully growing to match it as well.
It is, and I think that's what we're spending a lot of time on council doing right now, is we're planning for 2036. We're planning for that growth.
Yeah.
And trying to make sure that infrastructure is in place, so when the population does turn up, everything's there. You know, you've got your libraries, your pools, your community halls, all those sorts of things that the community is going to require. And I think that's the biggest responsibility this council has at the moment, is planning for the future and making sure we get that infrastructure in place. Because otherwise, in 2036, the mayor of the day will wake up and go, oh my gosh, I've got this massive population and I've got no infrastructure. to service that population with. So it's trying to plan for the future and make sure that we look after future councils as well.
Yeah.
While still looking after our residents today as well.
And the growth that's predicted by 2036, is that going to be sort of gradual growth, or is there sort of spikes along the way? How's the growth expected to occur?
It really depends, I suppose, on the market forces to some degree. So it depends on when the market's great in terms of people being able to afford to purchase properties and things like that. We think it will be generally gradual, but I think there will be spikes along the way depending on what the market's doing. A lot of the growth will occur around the train stations, so around the metros, and there is a bit of growth occurring out at North Kellyville, obviously, and Box Hill as well. So they're our last two greenfield sites. So there'll be a lot of growth out there in the future as well.
Yes, times they are a-changing in the hills, yes. But I'm guessing a lot of the new growth will come from families moving into those developments in places like North Kellyville and Box Hill.
So our demographics in the future will be similar to what it is today. You know, we're primarily a lot of families. That's exactly what will happen in the future too, is there'll be a lot of families moving, a lot of young families. That's what we're seeing out in North Kellyville. So it's not changing from that perspective. It's still those young families, which is good. That's what we're really strong at catering to, obviously. But yes, the hills is changing in some ways. But what's really important is we still maintain that community spirit that exists here, that sense of community, that sense of engagement, and that's a real challenge. I think that's the biggest challenge we face.
And I've got a question that was a little bit without notice, so you may or may not know the answer. I was just thinking, with, you know, everyone's minds on the bushfires recently, I'm guessing people are starting the new year thinking about how, you know, they can live a little bit more sustainably in their own environment. Does the council run any initiatives in terms of things that we can do at home, things like composting and waste recycling and that sort of thing?
We do indeed. So we run our own workshops in those sorts of areas. We subsidise composts and worm farms and things like that as well to encourage sustainable living. So we do all those things as well. We also try and be sustainable. So on our building at Columbia Court, we actually have solar panels right across the roof. So we're trying to live that way as well. But yes, we are encouraging residents to go down that path, and we do run workshops and those sorts of things. And you can find all that sort of information on our website.
Okay, good. I've a year or two ago went to some great workshops that I think was run by the waste management team in the council, soap making and pamper product making, and they were great workshops. So I'm guessing it's something along the lines of those. Were a couple of hours long.
They were
really good. So if you're interested then in composting and so on, jump on the website and the Hillshire Council and have a look.
And don't forget the Australia Day.
Yes.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us this month. Before we know it, it will be beginning of February, Australia Day will have happened. But it's really good to catch up with you. And as Anne says, don't forget Australia Day, because it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
That's right. And we'll be able to hear all about it when we chat to you.
It'll be a fantastic event. We're also going to try and make it a bit of a fundraiser as well, and a collect donations from those who do turn up for, obviously, the bushfire victims and the drought affected areas as well. I think it's important that we recognise them and stand with them too in solidarity.
Absolutely.
What they're going through at the moment, and obviously show support for our RFS crews.
Yes.
We are blessed. There hasn't been any fires in the hills yet, but our crews have been out supporting other fires.
Been busy, haven't they?
They have been.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all very tired.
They are very tired, absolutely. Yeah. But they're doing an incredible job.
Definitely. Well, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So big shout out to all those fireys. And thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
That's all right.
We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great.
Have a good
care. Bye-bye then.
Bye. That was great, wasn't
That was good to talk to Michelle, yeah. as always. Yes, that's right. So
I think it was just our New Year itch, pressing the wrong button.
So don't forget Australia Day on the 26th of January, free event, and shuttle buses will collect from the metro station to take you there. Lots of great things. I'm sure there'll be lots in the press in the lead up to that, but mark it in your calendar now.
Yes, and bring along some coins, because I'm sure there'll be some donations that they'll be putting it out for the fireys as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, have we got time for a quick song before the news?
I think we can have, is this Daniel Aranda? We can put him on. We haven't seen him for a while.
No, we haven't. Let me in. Off we go.
We'll be back after this.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
I was only looking for a reason to come home. I was only hoping that you'd be there alone. I was only searching for a reason to hold on. I was only praying that you had heard my songs. Now I'm waiting out here, letting go of my fears, with a broken heart and a jar of tears. So I say, just open up and let me in, 'cause loving you's my only sin. I'm up for miles through the lonely open roads through this, so let me hold you one more time and steal just one last kiss. Just open up and
community alive 90.5.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Daniel Aranda and Let Me In.
Hopefully, he was one of our guests last year, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Mm. Yes, yes. We're nearly at the 3 o'clock news. It's not too far away, is it?
No, we've got about a minute. But the Australia Day sounds good, doesn't it? Especially because it's free.
You know,
the Bella Vista farm is such a good farm.
It is. It's a great venue. Yes.
Yeah, it definitely is. So
you all get a good view.
Yep.
You're on the hill, so you can see the acts being performed down in sort of... not in the round, but it's a bit of an amphitheatre.
Yeah, so you can stand up higher if you need to go.
Yeah.
What did we do? We were just there for the wine. There was a wine festival a couple of weeks ago that we went to.
Yes,
wine something?
The Red Hot Summer series of concerts is coming up. I think they're there this year, coming up soon.
Oh, okay. I'll have to have a look at that.
That's what I went to last year. It was a roasting hot day, but really good.
Really good, so I must have a look at that.
Yeah.
And, of course, our homelessness that we did, our sleep out.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's good. It was a bit cooler that day.
So we can even say we've been cold on the ground. We better get some music on, though, for that last thing, because we've only got 50 seconds.
The
news will be on. And we will be back.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Hello, Anne.
Happy New Year. Yet again. I can't believe Julie has just told me that the next song we've got is, of course, ABBA. But she said, oh, and I've got this new one for you. And I thought, oh, I probably haven't heard it. She's going to play Happy New Year. Now, all you ABBA fans out there, you know this song.
So I hope you're all singing. I've got an excuse. I don't know the words yet.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's Happy New Year. That is most of the words.
Here's ABBA, and as Anne said, Happy New Year.
Champagne and the fireworks are through. Here we are, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue. It's the end of the party and the morning seems so grey, so unlike yesterday. Now's the time for us to say Happy New Year. We might as well lay down and die.
listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was ABBA with Happy New Year. And now I've got another ABBA song to add to my repertoire. It was slow. It's probably only, you know, once or twice a year that we'll be able to play that one.
Normally at New Year.
Exactly. It'd be a bit odd to play that one in
September,
wouldn't it?
I knew most of the words. Julie, what do you call a row of men waiting for a haircut? A barbecue. Ugh. What happened when a lorry full of tortoises collided with a van full of terrapins? It was a turtle disaster.
You saved your Christmas cracker jokes, didn't you?
I just thought, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are putting their Christmas decorations away. I've done mine. And, you know, sometimes we still need a little Christmas magic. So I thought, I'm not going to do all 30 that I've got here for next year. But I just thought, let's just do a couple. We need a bit of Christmas. So anyway, what we've got in our community diary is on the January the 12th, which is this Sunday, the biggest kite festival is back. Fly kites and colour the sky, free entry for all. Ample free parking, a variety of delicious food. It's a family event with fun activities and rides for kids and unlimited entertainment with a live DJ. It's at the Castle Hill Showground on the 12th of January from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Well, that should be good then, because we had one a little while ago.
Yes.
At Bella Vista Farm. Or was it at Showground?
It was at Showground,
yeah. As well.
Yeah.
But probably a slightly different one. But this is still free. And I know they had a huge turnout, you know, and I know everyone said how beautiful the sky looked, yeah, with all the kites and everything. So I think go on down to Castle Hill Showground on Sunday from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
I think the weather's going to be good. It's not going to be too sunny to stop you looking up and seeing the
what
kites.
Does the temperature say? The
temperature's 26, so
too bad.
And about a little bit of breeze.
So oh, well, that could be good to good, perfect.
Good kite flying conditions.
So this announcement was brought to you by our station sponsor, Pace. Yeah, that's good. I think that's another one to go to. But there's also one at Fairfield. If you're living closer to Blacktown, it's Sunday the 12th again at 9:30 till 4 p.m. And it's at the Sri Swaminarayan Mandir, Blacktown. Excuse me, trying to read that. In Prairie Wood, 443 Smithfield Road. So there you are, there's another one. So there's a couple of kite festivals.
Yes.
So if your showground's busy, just pop over to Blacktown.
That's right, yes. Nice and colourful,
yeah,
I
do love kites. They are beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've still got to go and ask that man if you're one of the kite men to come on.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be good, wouldn't it? Now, if you're listening, please, you know, give us a Facebook or a Messenger or email us. And if there's anything that you would love to listen or hear about in our community, please let us know and we'll try and get them on, because, you know, we love having guests on. This is our first one for the year that we've not got any guests, but for the next three we've got guests, yes, coming on, and I've been emailing and Julie's emailing, and we have managed to get a special guest in February, which we'll tell you about closer when we lock the date in. But hopefully, Hugh, if you're listening, you know, if you want to come on and talk about the fires, you know, you come on and talk about the fires or talk about yourself. But so if anybody out there is listening and you know Hugh Jackman, just, you know, maybe a little help, I wouldn't mind. But no, seriously, if there's somebody that you, or you know somebody in the community that you think would be fantastic for us to talk to and for people to listen to, just drop us a line and we'd love to have them on.
And next week, we're hoping to bring you one of the other Alive 90.5 presenters. Brenda is due to be with us next week to talk about her show that broadcasts, I think, on
Fridays.
Yes.
So she'll come on and talk about us.
Listen out for that.
Yep. And the next week, is that Australia Day or is that the week after?
Well, yeah, Australia Day is after that. But yeah, we're expecting to have somebody in who is from a charitable organisation that organises clothing for the homeless.
Oh, so yes, that's right.
Interesting to hear what that's all about and how it works and, you know, how members of our community might be able to help.
Yeah, Yeah. So we've got a few things happening, and we will let you know and keep you updated, because I think I counted last year's, we had about 58 guests, didn't we?
We did, yes. More than one a week on average.
That's so right, because some of them are phone interviews, but they're just as good as any interview, we don't mind. But they were really good because we could at least have two or three guests on at a time. So, you know, if you're listening out there, please drop us a note. We'd love to have you on the show.
All right, let's have a little bit more music. We've got Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a steak and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111, or pop in at Shop 20A Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Share your dollar, give me your dollar, share your dollar with me. Come on. are live 90.5.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, and before then, Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar. Now, there is a van breakdown to let you know about on the M4 motorway at Maze Hill, approaching Pitt Street. Eastbound traffic is affected. Transport for New South Wales is on the scene, as well as a tow truck, so hopefully that won't cause too much congestion. But if you are in the area, just exercise caution and reduce your speed. All right, I think we need to do some birthdays, don't we?
I think so. We haven't done birthdays today.
So happy birthday to you, if it's your birthday today. And you share the day with Kenny Loggins, who was born in 1948. Kenny Loggins is an American singer-songwriter. His biggest hit in Australia was Footloose in 1984. Do you remember Footloose?
Footloose. Footloose.
You remember the song and you know the words.
Footloose.
And other hits include Whenever I Call You Friend and Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
That was from Top Gun, I think, wasn't it?
Danger Zone.
Yeah, that one. That was the one I was thinking of. During the 1970s, he worked with Jim Messina, and their two biggest hits were Your Mama Don't Dance and My Music.
I don't know those ones, but if I heard them, I probably would know them.
And also from the world of music, Megan Washington. She was born in 1986 in Papua New Guinea. She's an Australian singer-songwriter. I like Megan Washington, actually.
Oh,
her album, I Believe
I
You Liar.
Do I know her, do you think?
Possibly, yeah. It's a good album. It peaked at number 3 on the ARIA charts. She made a second studio album, which I'm not familiar with, called There There. And in 2010, she won 2 ARIA Music Awards for Best Female Artist and Best Breakthrough Artist. So if you haven't heard Megan Washington, check her out.
Check her out.
Yeah.
Maybe we have one on the thing.
We'll have a look. Yeah, see if we can find one.
On the thing.
On the thing, on the machine.
That thing, that square thing that we have in the studio that we have to press buttons to.
The radiogram. We had Technical. One of those when I was growing up.
Yeah,
it was enormous. Yeah. Linda Kozlowski is 62 today. She was born in 1958. The US actress who, of course, was in Crocodile Dundee. She split from her husband.
That's not a knife.
That's the one. You remember it well. Mm. She split from her husband, Paul Hogan, in 2013. And there were 3 Crocodile Dundee movies. I can remember 2, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
the
I can't remember the
one.
Third one. I'm sure, you know what it's like. If you saw the beginning of it, you'd go, oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Nicolas Cage, another actor from the US, was born in 1964. He's the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola.
And who's he when he's at home?
He's a famous movie director.
Oh, okay. But I know Nicolas Cage is. I've watched quite a few of his movies.
But did you know one of his former wives was Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah, I did know.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
And his other former wife was Patricia Arquette.
Oh, what the word? She's the psychic in one of them.
In one
a
of
medium.
The movies, possibly.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know that, but I knew he was married to.
Quite possibly where they met, I would think. Who else? Katie Couric, who's the US TV presenter. She was born in 1957. And Ricky Stewart, the Australian rugby league player and the current coach of the Canberra Raiders. He's 53 today, born in 1967. He was the former coach of the Australian Rugby League team, as well as the Cronulla Sharks, Parramatta Eels, and the Sydney Roosters. And not only has he coached, but he also played 243 games of rugby league, including 203 with Canberra and 40 with the Bulldogs.
Cool.
He's had a long career there. And that's about it. The only other one that people might have heard of before is Mike McGear, who is Paul McCartney's stepbrother and was a member of the trio Scaffold, who had probably a little bit of a one-hit wonder, Lily the Pink, which went to number one in
Lily
the UK.
Savior on the human race.
There you go.
I didn't remember that one at all.
Pick and mix karaoke. So happy birthday to all of those people, and happy birthday to you
if it's your birthday today. I know there's so many one-hit wonders, aren't there?
Yes.
But everybody knows, like, that one is a very common one.
I think we should have a one-hit wonder pick and mix week, don't you reckon?
Yeah, we should. In fact, we've got a whole lot of songs. Remember that we got that are one-hit wonders. Yeah, we'll have to look them up. Maybe next week we'll do a one-hit wonders.
Yes, that'll be fun, won't
it?
What will we do with ABBA, though? Because they definitely weren't one-hit wonders.
No, but they've got their... Well, apart from Dancing Queen, because that's what we do, but there's always a song that everybody knows that's ABBA, don't they?
Mm.
Which is Dancing Queen.
Mm.
So we'll have to... Maybe we can play Dancing Queen twice. Who says we can't play it twice?
Or maybe we find another obscure ABBA song that I don't know. All right, let's take a little bit more music now. We have got Ed Sheeran and Sing.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre, Toongabie. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
Late in the evening, glass on the side. I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear so maybe we could get down now. I don't wanna know if you're getting ahead of the program. I want you to be mine, lady, and to hold your body close. Take another step into the no man's land. For the longest time, lady, I need you, darling. Come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know? Oh, oh. If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing we found love in a local rave. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this once more act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out. I meant to drive home, but I took all of it now. No, sobering up, we just sit on the couch. One thing led to another, now just kissing my mouth. I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let let me know. Oh, 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 oh. If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Ed Sheeran with Sing. Just to let you know, we've got a new traffic incident that's just flashed onto the screen here, although I don't think it's particularly urgent, unless, of course, you're travelling to Lower Portland, because the ferry is out of service from today until next Monday. There's a temporary closure for ramp reconstruction. So there are diversions in place. Use the Sackville Ferry, Webbs Creek Ferry or West Portland Road as alternative routes. And all being well, come Tuesday next week, you'll be able to cross again at the Lower Portland Ferry. All right, I think we need to do a little bit of...
I think we're going to have to turn this up, though.
Little bit of this. Oh, I'm not sure we can hear that. It's not
double
working.
You've got to double-click it.
I am.
There you are.
Oh, we were going to bring you a special guest star doing
working?
Taiko. And unfortunately, it's not working. Oh, no,
I'll have to download it again.
So you'll just have to imagine Anne doing the drums.
The
and
drums.
Going, huh.
And we had a special one for next week then. All right, so boom, boom, boom. So this is my unconventional news today. I found some movie bloopers that were so good they made the final cut. So in The Godfather, I don't know if you remember it, but he was Don Vito Corleone is doing like his brutal orders and everything, and he was stroking a cat, and the cat wasn't actually scripted to that area to involve a pet, but this cute kitten somehow wound up on the set and ended up on the actor's lap, and it became part of the show. And I think everybody remembers that. I think that's what's good about this. Everyone will sort of remember it. The 40-year-old virgin, the waxing was real. I don't think it was meant to be, but in the scene, he goes and has a wax of his chest. And when they pull the wax off, it's real. It's not acting. And that's what was so funny about it, because the words that were coming out, his experience was so horrible that he promised to never do that for a movie ever again.
Well, just as well they got it in one take.
Take then. Can you imagine? The Dark Knight, that was in 2008 with Heath Ledger. His promotion scene when he was... the Joker was clapping sarcastically. This scene was never in the script either.
Oh, okay.
But that became one of his famous skits or scenes. Was his most famous scene was that. Rocky in 1976. So this had a small budget. So most of the people you see in the background actually aren't extras. They're regular people who had no idea that they were being filmed. Because you know what it is, extras they have to pay
yes,
for.
Yes.
So, The Lord of the Rings, and I don't know this because I've never watched The Lord of the Rings, and I'm sure you haven't because
no.
You're not a big movie goer or show goer. That was in 2002 during the scene where Ian?
How's it spelt?
E-O-W-Y-N. Is that Ian?
Could be, yes.
Yeah. Well, I apologise for all those. Lord of the Rings fans, he stares into the distance and you can see a flag being ripped off a pole and flying away. Well, this scene may look intentional and metaphorical. The flag flew away by accident, but it fitted so well in the scene, they just left it. Mrs. Doubtfire, 1993. Have you seen that one?
I have,
oh,
yeah.
I love Mrs. Doubtfire. Where she had to cover her face with icing didn't go as planned. When the icing started dripping down the actor's face because of the heat, they had to improvise. At the moment when the icing dripped into her tea, he decided to say, "There you go, you've got cream in your sugar now." But that actually wasn't in it. But I do remember that's the best part because it goes plop.
And you do the accent so
I
well.
Said, didn't I? There you go. You've got your cream and your sugar now. No, I don't sound anything like him. Raiders of the Lost Ark. I remember this scene as well. You see, I've got pictures. It's the scene where the Harrison Ford is fighting with the ninja dude. He's all in black and he's got a red cape. And the ninja dude is performing... he said instead of dueling, that's right, he's dueling on the one side and moving all his nunchuckers and whatever it is that he's doing. And Harrison Ford was meant to do it with him. And instead of dueling, he pulls out his revolver and shoots the villain. And because the scene becomes one of the most iconic moments in movie history.
It's funny how some of the unexpected things have become, you know, those most memorable things, isn't it?
Well, the reason he didn't do, it was supposed to be a big sword fight, but he was ill from food poisoning and didn't have the strength to perform. So the director made a small change, and that made the big, and it is the funniest because the other guy's doing all the moves with his sword and everything, and Harrison just goes, bang. Another one. I'm trying to choose one we know because some of them. Oh, Forrest Gump. The line, "My name's Forrest Gump, people call me Forrest Gump," wasn't scripted. Tom Hanks said the last bit by accident. So he was just meant to say, "My name's Forrest Gump," but he said, "People call me Forrest Gump." And that was the scripted part. And it's true, you remember all of that, don't you? The Princess Diaries, did you watch that?
Yeah,
1 and 2. The first one, 2001. Anne Hathaway portrayed an awkward and geeky girl who finds out she's an heir apparent to the throne of Genovia. While filming a scene where the character was supposed to walk on bleachers with her friend, so that was at the school. You know, you at school you had all those mm-hmm. where we used to always sit on those metal things. Anne took a pretty nasty tumble. However, it fitted so well with the clumsy character that this unscripted accident was left in the film. And I remember that when she fell down. But as you say, you just sort of think that it's all connected. But that made the film because you remember it. Let's see if there's The Silence of the Lambs. Did you watch that? Didn't you watch that?
No, a bit scary for me.
Oh my gosh. He in this movie, Anthony Hopkins only had 25 minutes of screen time. However, it was enough time for him to create one of the most chilling performances of all time. One of the most iconic scenes is when Dr. Hannibal Lecter is talking about his crimes with the FBI agent and starts to hiss. And it's true because if I say anyone, I always go, Clarice.
Well, yeah, that's well known way beyond the
film, that's
isn't
right.
It?
Yeah. No, well, my gosh. And he sniffs her as she walks up. It's brilliant. Titanic, last one, 1997. The famous line, "I am king of the world," wasn't scripted. It was made up on the spot by the director. After trying several different lines, James Cameron realized that nothing was working and told Leo to just say, "I'm king of the world," and really sell it. This scene became probably the most iconic part of the movie.
Yes.
Because
yes,
even you've seen
even
that. He's got his arms out in the middle, at the front of the ship. And he goes, "I'm king of the world."
And I may even have reenacted it
many times on a cruise. Or I think there's a lot of people listening out there that would have done that as well. I've got some more, but we'll try those next week so that we don't just spend the whole time. And hopefully next time our bit of celebrity tyco will be a bit better next week.
I'll fix it on.
All right, let's have Madonna now with her song "Hung Up."
Time goes by so slowly. 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 Time goes by so slowly.
So slowly.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. It's Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and that was Madonna, Hung Up, and a sneaky bit of ABBA.
Yeah, in between. It was good.
So hopefully you enjoyed that. Now we need to do a little bit of On This Day in History, because we're going to run out of time soon. It's flying by. But on this day, the 7th of January, in years gone by, let's have a look and see what happened. The typewriter was patented by Englishman Henry Mill in 1714. That was a long time ago. What else? The Avengers began on UK television in 1961. This was the original Avengers with Patrick McNee.
McNee,
yes. And there was somebody called Ian Hendry that was in it to start with, but he left at the end of the first year, and Honor Blackman joined, becoming the first of John Steed's assistants. And then, of course, there were the new Avengers that came, I'm not sure when, but probably in the early 70s with Joanna Lumley. What else have we got? The Leaning Tower of Pisa was closed to tourists in 1990 for safety reasons, and it reopened in 2001. Construction on the tower first began in 1171, so we could perhaps, you know, understand a little bit that perhaps it needed some love and attention and a little bit of reconstruction. It'd been around for a long time. What else? A sad one, this one. 5 years ago, in 2015, the Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper, they had
right.
the terrorist incident where 11 staff and 11 others were injured, 11 killed and 11 injured. The first video telephone was released by AT&T and sold for $1,499 in 1992.
Wow.
I guess that was a bit of a forerunner for things like FaceTime, which are now free, as long as you've got a Wi-Fi connection.
Yep.
And in 1965, Australia's first hydrofoil ferry began its service from Manly to Sydney, and vice versa, I guess.
Yep.
So that's been, yeah, a long time.
Quite a long time, yeah.
55 years, there you go. And that was it. So I wonder what we'll say this time next year happened on the 7th of January.
We'll have to, because it'll be a different day.
It will. Yes, it won't be a pick and mix day.
No. So it'll be another day. It'll be the 8th or whatever. Who knows?
Who knows? Now, you've got something to tell our listeners.
Yes. So we spoke about it earlier, but in case you've just joined us, we've Alive 90.5 are doing a bottled water for fire relief. So together with the Bengali presenters of Gan Baksho program are taking the initiative of providing relief to all affected bushfires. Our aim is to collect 8,000 bottles of water by Saturday the 18th of January, which is not this Saturday coming, but next Saturday. We've been doing it for a day so far, and we've got 580 bottles as of now. And we're also collecting money, and we've got over $500, I think, of cash as well, which, as you're probably aware, resources are scarce and demands are increasing. In affected area, resources are becoming scarce Evacuation centres are housing thousands of people due to loss of homes and environmental threat. Now is the time to step up and stand by our disaster-stricken fellow Australians. Whatever money we raise, we will be buying as many bottled waters as we can, and it will be handed to the Salvation Army, who will transport and deliver into evacuation centres. Water is because it is the item in high demand right now. You may wish to contribute directly with bottled water, and to do so by dropping them off at the station studios at Balcombe Heights Estate, building number 9, which is 92 Seven Hills Road in Baulkham Hills, and it's opposite the dog park. So if you come by and you just knock on the door or ring the bell, a little light comes on in the studio. So if we're on air, we can't come out right for the minute, but we'll pop out some music and then we'll come out and collect it from you, and you can come and say hello and tell us your name and everything. If you would like to deposit money into our account, which is set up, there is a BSB number and account number, which is, the BSB is 302162, and the account number is 1084872. But just drop us a line if you've forgotten that number. It's on our website, on the Live 905 website, and it's on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all over, so if you want to get hold of that, or just give us a call on 9686388, and we can help you over the phone. So our core values include due diligence, transparency, and serving the community. And we'll keep you updated exactly what's happening throughout the days with all our presenters, so that you can find out how we're doing, getting closer to the 8,000 bottles of water. But we'll tell you next week as well how many we've got then.
Yeah, so I think with 500 odd bottles already, we must be on track to achieve that target.
Yes, let's hope so. Yes, yeah, that should be really good. And don't forget tonight on the Spectrum show, which is 9 p.m. Tuesdays, they have got Ivor SK's first Delta Pines release, rocketed to number 2 in the Australian Blues and Roots charts and remained in the charts for 6 months with radio airplay around Australia and overseas. Then in his second album, Ivor SK released Montserrat. I hope my words are correct. And he achieved similar success in that. So he will be on tonight at 9 p.m. with Ross M. Fears.
There you go.
And so they have, what, they've gone 15,000 likes. We were given our mug today from Ross. Thank you, Ross, for 15,000 likes, which is really good, isn't it?
Yeah, so tune in at 9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
Yeah, there you go.
On the Spectrum show.
And what do you know, Anne? It's the end of the show.
Gosh, another week has flown by, and our first ever show for the year has almost finished. We've just got time for some music.
So we'll say farewell for this week and see you next week.
And we've got the drive coming up next with Jerem.
We do. Take care, everybody, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Julie,
yeah.
What do you get when you cross a chicken and a caterpillar?
Slow chicken wings.
No, drumsticks for everyone.